his position, because he got a raise, and so he has position, and then there's a position above him that's right under his boss. So he would be that job. So then I would do his, and so
he'd be your boss,
huh?
He'd be your boss. Your brother would be your boss.
I didn't even think about that. I'm fine with that. I have a problem with that. But what he was telling me, I was like, oh, pretty basic office orders. Pretty much any office is going to turn you what they want you to do. So it's, you know, we kind of had to, do not do Word, open a document, making a spreadsheet, you're hired, more or less.
Save as.
They say it's all like, you have to go to college, get a college degree to open a Word document. Okay, got it, sure. Anyway.
It's what? Really fucking hard.
Whatever. Apparently for some people it is, but whatever. So he did say that, like, the pay starts a little bit less than what I'm used to. So I was like, I'll just meet with her. She offered to come meet for me to meet with her and we'll just talk and chat. She's head of HR lady. So we'll just be like, hey, these are my skills. This is what I can do. I have managerial experience, blah, 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 blah. Also, anyone listen to podcasts, if you need to hire someone, hire me. All the two listeners.
Run your social media.
Then we have someone in Australia. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name. Oh no, she's our friend and I forgot her name.
We have friends in Australia?
Oh no, what was the, oh my God, hold on. I'm going to
find her. Talking about our friend from last year during the Oscars?
Yes, what is her name? I'm so sorry, girl.
Hold on.
It starts with an S.
I'm the worst. You can unfollow us because I'm
She
the
just
worst.
Liked. She just liked something on my... On my thing, on my...
She's a real one, and I don't even remember her name. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, how dare we?
I know when I'll see it, but I haven't seen it.
Hold on. Shari.
Shari!
I believe she lives in, like, Australia or New Zealand, right?
It says Montreal right now.
Okay, just kidding. No, there was someone... Okay, wait. Okay.
Now that we're trying to, like, dox you, girl, but, you know.
No, Montreal. Hey, girl, you need some help? You need some help? There's offices in Montreal. Hook a sister up.
Yeah,
whatever going on. I don't know. I've never been to Montreal. I got a passport. Let's go. Can you imagine if we like met up with her and like hung out and we were friends? That'd be great.
Hey, Shari, you want to join our friend group and we'll be friends forever?
Listen, Shari, let's be for real. You actually are our friend because like... Who are we kidding?
We do this for you. We do this for you and only you.
Yes, for ourselves and you.
Yeah, ourselves and you. That's pretty much it. That's the list.
There was something I tweeted about and she like exclamation point and I was like, yes, she gets me, but I forgot what it was.
I think it was the kids getting nominated for Oscars thing, if probably. I was mistaken. Some Oscar-y thing.
My memory is really bad and I could look at my tweets, but I would still forget. So I'm so sorry. It's not you. It's me. Anyways.
Actually, yes, because that's what I found that she liked. That's probably it.
Okay. She's a real one. She's a real one.
She really is.
We love you, girl.
We love you, bitch. I'm never going to stop loving you, bitch.
Exactly. Thank you.
So it's that time of year again. It's Oscar season.
Yay! Welcome back, everybody.
Is anybody else, like, stressing out about it?
A little bit, but let's just push that to the side. Just push it to the side for right now.
I'm going to go watch one of the ones in theaters tomorrow, so I'll be good.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to We Have Thoughts, a podcast about movies. I'm Anna.
I am Crystal.
And I'm Joy.
And we're back with our Conversations with Oscar series, where we're discussing all the Best Picture nominees of the current 2024 season. Today, we're talking about Barbie. Barbie and Ken are having the time of their lives in the colorful and seemingly perfect world of Barbie Land. However, when they get a chance to go to the real world, they soon discover the joys and perils of living among humans. Including Best Picture, it was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Ryan Gosling, Best Supporting Actress for America Ferrera, Adapted Screenplay for Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, Original Song, I'm Just Ken, by Mark Ronson and Andrew Wyatt, Original Song, What Was I Made For, by Billie Eilish and Phineas O'Connell, Costume Design, Jacqueline Duran, and Production Design, Sarah Greenwood for Production Design and Katie Spencer for Set Decoration. This is Barbie.
What was I made for?
Okay, I'm pretty sure we all saw this back in the summer.
Exactly.
And
yes,
exactly. Ate it up.
Yes.
Dressed in
first of all, I just want to say hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
When we see each other next in a couple of weeks, that's what I want to greet each other with.
Listen, like,
hi, Barbie.
Cultural phenomenon.
Honestly, like, you see someone wearing pink on the street, and it's totally okay to say, hi, Barbie, and they'll probably say it back.
Yeah, because you can't say, well, we'll get there, but you can't say, like, hey, Oppie, it's just not the same.
Not the same, not the same vibe. That's a downer.
Hey, Oppenheimer, it's just not. but yes, we all saw it back, and I have a feeling, had we been together, that, sorry, I fixed my light. Can you see me better now? I put a lamp on. Oh, eh, whatever. So I have a feeling that if we were all together, we would have seen this in theaters together, and it would have been like a Hustlers moment. We're like, oh my God, we have to podcast about it right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Cause we were just so enthused. I saw it with Anna, which was great. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Aww. The theater was fun. Nice. It was a good crowd.
That's cute.
I wore pink. I wore like a pink cardigan, but it was, you know, the summer. It was really hot. Sorry. Sweating. And I really enjoyed
suffering
it.
For the art.
Right. I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. It's a good time. It's really silly, but actually kind of sophisticated in a lot of ways, too.
Sophisticatedly silly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Letterboxd review. Yeah. I just think, like, Greta Gerwig is up there with some of the greatest. And I just, like, I feel like she would hang out with us. Like, if I ran to her in the street, we're like, hey, girl, we got a podcast. Can you come on a podcast? She would do it. I really feel like she would.
She's but I also feel like I'm not cool enough for her.
No, she probably thinks, no, she thinks you're cool, I promise you.
I think she absolutely cool does. For me.
No. She would tell you, no, girl, I'm a nerd, too. And she would just... I don't know. I think because I listened to on Max where they have Barbie, they also have the director's commentary. And so I watched it with the commentary because I had just seen it Sunday. We're recording this on Thursday. I had just seen it Sunday and I was like, I don't really want to watch it again. And I was like, wait, director's commentary? So I watched the feature again, director's commentary, and special features.
I watched the special features.
Yeah, I'm a girl of in the time of DVDs. So I love watching all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I love director's commentary. I just want to soak it all. So my favorite thing she said on the commentary was that Barbie was the first car chase she's ever shot. She was like, yeah, car chase. Okay, good. Are they still making Fast and Furious movies? Because I can do one. I'm ready. She's like, I don't think I'm happy. Whatever.
Which, okay, I noticed this time during the car chase scene, every single car on the road is a Chevrolet.
Yes.
Not like when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is a great commercial for Chevy with, you know, right. America Ferrera's car and then all the sedans. All the sedans.
It reminds me of SUVs. When you'd SUVs. See like the CW and it was like product placement up the wall.
Like Pepsi and like vitamin water and like whatever Chobani, the yogurt, like, oh my god, I remember there was an episode of, no, for like half a season of Gossip Girl, I think season two, there was like nonstop vitamin water ads. Like, this party was sponsored by, oh, can I get a vitamin water at the bar? Like, who's ordering vitamin water at a bar?
So I know you don't listen to him, but you should. So Mike talks about this in his recap of it, and it's really funny.
Oh my god. It's so funny. It's so, those couple episodes are hilarious.
Yeah.
Good times.
But Barbie, yeah, it was I thoroughly enjoyed it, for sure.
I
didn't cry the second time, but I cried the first time, for sure.
Oh my god, bitch. I was sobbing the first time. I was watching with Becky, and I was like, do you remember when we used to play Barbies together? But specifically, me and Becky, I had the Mary-Kate and Ashley Barbies. And so me and Becky would always fight over who would be Mary-Kate and who would be Ashley. So those are the Barbies that we played with.
Who did you always want to be?
We both always fought over being Mary-Kate.
Yes. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
Because she was so cool.
Was the real one. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ashley always played like the preppy, like.
The prim and proper one. Clearly, you've met me, you've met Becky, you know that's not us. So Oh man, but like, this was so fun, and I love a well crafted movie. I love when, like, you can tell that everybody on the production team really knows their stuff and really enjoys their job, because the first of all, if this doesn't win for production design, this is, the Academy sucks. Like, we know the Academy sucks, period, but like, the Academy super sucks if this does not win production design. All the details that went into this, all the sets, all the like little pieces and everything, I mean, they're so, it's so rich and so vivid. And there's so much, like, I've watched this a couple times now, and there's still, like, extra stuff I'm finding in the background, and, like, these cool different patterns, and, like, the freaking volleyball's, like, pink stripes. Like, there's so much in there, and it's so well done, and it's so nicely detailed. I can just really, really appreciate the craft in that, the craft that went into this.
It's funny you mentioned the production design, because I 100% agree. I think one of the best thing about this movie is the attention to detail in every mm-hmm. single thing, and how bright and clear the vision was for everything. Mm-hmm. But whenever I take notes in my notebook, I write down director, written by, starring, and then I write the nominations just so I have it at hand while I'm making my notes. And I, for some reason, and I think it's because on the master document we have, there's like a gap between song and costume design because it goes into a second line. Anyway, mm-hmm. this is makes no sense to our listeners. But I, when I wrote them down in my notebook, I left off costume and production design. And so I'm in my notes going, how is this not nominated for production design and for costumes? I was ready to like fight somebody because I was like, okay. Jumping into it, maybe Margot Robbie, I'm a little okay that she didn't get nominated. I'm mad about Greta, but production design and costumes and hairstyling, I was livid. And then I was like, oh, okay. I could take a little breath.
I will say, Anna, whenever you send the master document, because I'm like, I have an editor's brain, I'll go through it and I'm like, oh, should I tell her about that?
What? I did not give this a second glance. I was trying to get it done before we talked that night.
Right.
And I was going off of the old one. And for some reason,
my favorite is you changed the holdovers, but you didn't change Oppenheimer, and it's the Toy Story 3 description. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I would totally want a toy version of Oppenheimer. Why not?
Oh, I did Oppenheimer too? Fuck me.
No, it's fine. Because I would always get it and just like put my notes in it.
I also did Past Lives.
I would go in and put my notes in it. And so I noticed that. I was like, oh, it's all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
That's what pins are for. We can write on it.
Fine. We'll update it. You got Barbie there, so we're fine.
I thought it was just the holdovers, the one that you sent me. So when I updated it and resent it, I only fixed that one.
I really did it because I thought it was so funny.
I can't believe there's like five of them that I didn't do.
It's okay. I fixed it, but I didn't send it back. Because I was like, I don't want to be annoying and be like, this is wrong.
Always call me out. Like I said, I've been sick this week. So sick brain has been real. I've got that cold brain fog.
Like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. I can't breathe through my nose and everything hurts.
You look cute, though.
You always look cute.
Shut up.
That was for both of you.
I'm literally in the shadows. Okay.
You're still cute, though.
Anyways, next, going back to Barbie.
Okay, so hairstyling, how did it not get hairstyling? You've got to be kidding me. With the amount of wigs, first of all, in this, just the sheer number of wigs. And yeah. I saw, like, a behind the scenes of the lead hairstylist that was saying how they had to tone the blonde to a certain pink so mm-hmm. that it didn't clash with the colors of her different outfits. So there was, like, certain tones of pink in the blonde for certain wigs that went with certain pieces. Like, again, attention to detail.
Yeah.
Attention to detail. Like, who's doing it like Barbie's doing it? Nobody does the hair like Barbie.
Yeah, like that first her first look when she wakes up in bed. I remember the theater going, oh my God, her hair is beautiful. Like, obviously, because she's Barbie, but like, it just, to see in real life, like, it was so voluminous and gorgeous and just like, oh my God. And then what she's wearing when she goes to meet Weird Barbie in that all blue with the high pump, like,
it's so cute. It's so
mouth agape. Like, oh my God. It's just, yeah, makeup and hair. I mean,
Come on now. And then talking about the colors and having to match it to like the different pinks and stuff, they created a whole special color palette for this movie based off of Technicolor.
That's so fucking cool.
Right? I love that.
And I also love that everything was practical. Like, yes! The limited use of green screen, watching them, how they made the transition scenes.
I loved that.
So cool.
Gregor, if you haven't seen those behind the scenes on Max, please go do that, because it's really cool.
And it's also so their use of proportions. Mm-hmm. How they made it really feel like she was a doll living in a dollhouse with doll, like, the things were awkwardly big.
I love all the details of like her actually being a Barbie doll, like the hairbrush, the driving with no hands on the wheel, like the surfboard, like bouncing off of the plastic waves, like all of those little things was just so smart. And I remember when the first trailer came out, when it was her in like Barbie toe, and like it didn't go flat when she took off the shoes, and I was like,
I love this movie already.
Right?
Yeah. Also, this stupid little detail I noticed this time, after the whole surfing incident and Ken is getting checked out, the hospital gown is like, the sleeves are cuffed.
Yeah.
And they're like perfectly crisp. Cracked me up.
Speaking of that too, I like that the ambulance like opened up like a real, like that was an actual toy.
The toy?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
So cute. I really... One of the things is, like, I can't believe that I barely even want to mention it, but that this role, the titular role was going to be played by someone else, which is just, like, ghastly. Like,
this I mean, I don't think we'd be having this conversation, honestly.
We would not. We would not. We would absolutely not be.
Amy Schumer was supposed to be Barbie.
That's right.
Yeah. Which
that would have been a completely different movie.
Exactly. It would have not. No, it would have
because that was before been. Greta, correct?
Yeah,
I don't know exactly. I don't remember. I just remember vividly thinking, "Oh, I'm not watching that."
I think we were. I think we were hanging out together when the.
I don't know
when the. Yeah, when the news came out, we were like,
we literally went, "Oh!" Like we recoiled at our phones, like, "Oh no."
Anytime, it's two people. It's her and what's her name that we hate too? That one. Anytime I hear their names, I'm just like, ugh, just like recoil and grossness. Like, no.
We react like they do with like to flat feet. That's what we do.
Which, brave of Margot Robbie to do that whole foot scene and have her feet so prominent. Good for her. That's brave.
You know, I think what's and I'll admit,
Wiki Feet had a field day.
I did. Ew. I before didn't really care too much for Margot Robbie, and I don't really know why. I just didn't. She was a fine actress, and she was a fine whatever. But I'm just like, I don't get the appeal of you. And it was this movie and this press tour that I was like, oh, okay, you're kind of a nerd, and I like that. Like, let's be friends, Margot. I think you're cool. Like. I don't know. It wasn't coming across before this. And I think maybe it's like her paired with Greta that was really enjoyable, or like her and Ryan. I don't know what it was, but she just, I'm like, what, 360? I'm like, yeah, I'm a fan. Team Margo, let's go.
I agree. I never really cared too much. I still don't think she's like the greatest actress. I think she's good. I think she's fine. It annoyed me a lot how often during this movie it took me out her accent. So I'm like, oh, that was
really. Yeah,
there was a lot of times where I was like, that was like you could hear her trying. At least I could. That.
You got really good ears, to be fair.
I do have really good
better ears than Angel.
Yeah, I can't hear shit.
But yeah,
I had the volume on like 20.
As a person, I totally dig her. I think she's awesome. I think. her as a producer, she's really great.
Yes.
She's a very great producer.
Yeah, I think she herself is badass, and I loved her in this role.
Agree.
And I'm excited to watch her in other things now.
Yeah, I think I especially because Margot's been nominated for an Oscar before, it felt weird that she wasn't nominated this time. Wait, she was nominated, right, for I, Tonya? Am I making that up?
I believe she was nominated for I, Tonya, yes.
I was like, because I know she did. I know it was Allison Janney that won for that movie, but I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's not like new to the Academy. So it just makes sense to nominate her. But I think the problem with it is that Greta wrote Ken better. So Ken had more to do.
Okay, so let's go. Let's
Ken
go.
Ken had a juicier role. And it was obviously, like, if you think about it, when you think about that movie, you think of I'm Just Ken, a whole number about Ken. Yeah, Barbie is the title character, and she has her journey, and you see all of that, and you feel for her, but, like, it's not as memorable, and I thought it can't be Margot, because she's not bad. It's that Greta did too good of a job writing Ken. I think that's the problem.
And you know what? That was my biggest criticism of it, and as the discourse was coming out, as it was being watched over the summer, that's really one of the things that stood out, that, like, okay, so we have Barbie and Ken. Like, he is such a huge part of the story. He's such a huge part of the movie. And, like, there's, like, chunks of the movie where she just gets, like, shoved aside for Ken. And I don't know, I mean, I just want to blame Noah Baumbach. But I know that's not true, because, I mean...
Oh, you know what? You're right. I forgot there was two writers. So, yes, I'm going to blame him. It's Noah's fault.
I'll blame to him. But that's always one of the things... That's one of the things that I was just like, if I want to be, like, really critical of the movie and look at it from, like, a critical lens, too much Ken, not enough Barbie. Like, it's supposed to be about Barbie. It's supposed to be about women. And then there's just a whole lot of Ken, which... Okay, I get it for the story purposes, but also, like, it's a fair criticism, I think.
Yeah, I think, and same with, similar to Marco, I think Ryan was made for this role. It was, he's so silly naturally that he fits in this silly world that is Ken. And I love that he took it very seriously, much like Margot did. And yeah, it's a great role. And if you just look at it from acting perspective, it kind of made sense why he was nominated. Greta should have been nominated because that was a great script. But, I mean, it's a bad look if you nominate Ken and not Barbie. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, and you know what? I personally think she did amazing in this, but I'm also, like, not mad at her not getting it. I think there's a lot of great lead actress roles this year. And I think she would just, in my list, she would just barely miss the cutoff for the five.
Yeah.
And she's still great. But I'm not going to be like, oh my God, the world is so unfair. She didn't get nominated. Like, okay, it's yeah, fine. It's fine.
I think it's because sometimes Oscar talk moves beyond film Twitter and film internet.
Yeah.
And the normies get into it. And the normies got into this. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
They did.
You don't even go here. Okay. Like, step off. This isn't, literally, like, let us deal with this. Stay over there with your whatever you're doing. It just, like,
yeah, Hillary Clinton.
Bitch. How
also, and again, if we're gonna talk about that, I know we're not there yet, but let's keep the same energy for Celine Song and Greta Lee.
Excuse me. Oh, don't worry, I will be there.
Like, because, excuse me? Excuse me.
Yeah, literally. So the biggest issue is that, like, okay, we'll nominate women directors, but only one. Like, only one of you can have it. The four other ones are for us. Like, that doesn't make sense. If they're the best of that year, why wouldn't you just nominate the best? You're still biased. You're still not critically thinking. You're still not being, you know, fair when you're looking at overall work, because, like, had this not been directed by Greta Gerwig, it would not be what it is today. Period. Like, it's not. I mean, you can argue that for writing as well, but I think specifically in the direction of this film would not be one, the cultural phenomenon that it is, two, the technical achievement that it is, and three, as like critically acclaimed as it is.
You know, maybe they didn't want to reward box office success, which is stupid. But maybe they thought, you know, you got the monies, so we'll give Oppenheimer the rewards. But I think that's really dumb because they give it to James Cameron, who made all this money with Titanic, who made all this money with Avatar, but yet they'll give him Oscars. So how is that fair?
Exactly.
I think
I think they
I don't know. I just think like they didn't, they don't appreciate it. They just think, oh, that's that cute Barbie movie. Oh, that's just that cute Bing movie. Like, they didn't get it. They just didn't get it.
Which I'm like, what's not to get? Like, you can see, all you have to have is eyes so that you can see, wow, look at this technical marvel. Wow, look at these practical sets. Wow, look at this homage to, like, early Hollywood. Like, it just...
All the homages to early Hollywood. Like, that's totally what Oscars love. They love being Oscar baiting shit.
Yes.
They love
Literally. I hate to bring them. I always bring them into this. Literally, La La Land was like an old Hollywood musical movie shit. And it happens every fucking time. And this is literally like so many influences from like early Hollywood musicals and like just early Hollywood film and like Technicolor. And like, you're not doing anything. You're not going to give it any. You're not going to like validate the fact that so much effort was put into this. And the effort paid off in the fact that it's so well crafted technically. Like, forget the story, forget the ooh, the Barbie-ness of it. Like, just technically, if you're gonna sit there and tell me that a movie like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with all its like 60s references and production design and blah blah blah, can do that, and like you're not gonna give the same time of day to Barbie, like I
have a feeling that the Academy is still a lot of older folks, and I feel like a lot of them didn't even watch it. I really feel like they didn't watch it.
Maybe they just put it on the background and they were on their phones firing off.
Like, maybe because that's not my job, but I think like your job is literally to watch movies. Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Like, I wish that was my job. Like, what? I don't know. I guess I looked at the numbers and I saw that Barbie. She won Barbenheimer with $636 million domestic, $1.4 billion worldwide, while Oppenheimer made $324 million domestic, $953 million worldwide. So maybe this is Hollywood like balancing them out. Like I said, like you get the money, you get the awards. Because I know we'll get there, but like I just have the inkling feeling that Oppenheimer is going to win Best Picture. I just have it.
That's what a lot of people have been saying since the very beginning, and I haven't seen any chatter for it to change. From what I've seen people talk about, it's still probably going to be Oppenheimer.
I'll say my thoughts for that when we get there.
Right. Exactly. But I just think they did a great job in nominating the Barbie in all these categories, but like, who put all this stuff together? A director had to orchestrate this. And if you're going to give it 8 nominations, maybe the director deserves one.
Yeah.
But the Academy, it's directors voting on directors. So it's other directors that are hating on Greta.
That's another thing, too. And I keep referencing Oppenheimer, but it's hard not to. Like, Christopher Nolan is a little bitch. Because during the summer, Greta and Margot went to the theaters to see other movies. They took videos with They took pictures with the ticket stubs. They saw Mission Impossible. They saw Oppenheimer. They're like, yay, movie cinema. Tom Cruise and Christopher McQuarrie did the same thing for both movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, who's missing? Just play along. Like, if this is, you're just seeing a movie. I know you saw it. I know you saw Christopher Nolan. I know you're sitting in your big theater in your house going, like, I just know it. I know it. So just show support for other movies. Like, how hard is it?
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever. That's just me.
Apparently very hard.
Ugh, man, body roles are really hard.
Also, on a more positive note, I want to tour Barbie Land so freaking bad.
Oh my God, can this be like, can there be a Disney World, but it's not Disney World, it's Barbie Land? Like,
also,
they have a Barbie Land thing by me.
They do?
What?
At the mall in Frisco.
Shut up, we're going.
There's a Barbie Land?
We're going. Everybody get your outfits together.
Squeeze me? I'm already wearing pink. I wore this pink sweater in celebration. You can't really see because it's my video, but.
We're doing it. Put it on the list. We're going to fit it in there in 3 days. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Also, I love, but going back to, I feel like we're jumping around so much, but I just have so many thoughts and I didn't write them down because I just saw, whatever. I love how her hair gets progressively flatter in the movie.
Yes.
Love that. I love same. How, what else? What else let me think?
Sorry. Well, same someone thing with talk. her hair getting flatter, her clothes progressively get looser and more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I saw the behind the scenes of the costume designer talking about that. Because towards the end, she has that just like breezy, easy yellow dress that she's wearing, mm-hmm. which she still looks beautiful in it, but yeah. It looks more comfortable. It looks more like it fits her like newfound personality. Like there's a story in the clothes, you know, it makes sense.
Right.
You know, personally speaking, for a person who didn't love Barbies as a kid, I'm really into Barbie now. Like, I was so excited for this, and I was, like, so happy watching this movie, and I was, like, never, like, the biggest, like, Barbie fan as a kid. I guess because I was, like, such a tomboy for a little while that I was just, like, I don't like Barbies. I don't play with Barbies.
You were a girl among boys, like...
Yeah, that's true.
I played with Barbies a lot. I had a cousin who hung out with us for a long time when we were younger, and he always played the boy Barbies, and that was very nice of him. Yeah, I played. Barbies weren't around for a long time for me. I think probably by the time I got to school age, they were kind of phased out. And then mm-hmm. it was baby dolls more than Barbie dolls. But I just looked into that Barbie World thing and it closes in the middle of February.
Rude. That's rude. Womp womp. It should be open at least through the Oscars.
Y'all just talked about how y'all played with Barbies, right? Mm-hmm. Your relationship with Barbie. I could have sworn I said this in a podcast already, but maybe not. I had Barbies and they were... like in the boxes still, but I couldn't play with them.
Yeah, we had those too.
They were just displayed. I remember I had a, I think she was like a, I don't remember what kind she was, but she had a beautiful big red dress. She looked like a Christmas.
Like a holiday Barbie?
Yeah, maybe so. So there was a couple hanging on the shelf and they were like special ones I couldn't touch. And like, I think I had one that I played with. But I really wasn't a doll kid either. Like, I was just kind of like, they're not my thing. Why do I have to take care of a doll? Like, I have a sister. It's fine. I don't need that. Like, I'm taking care of a human and then a doll girl. Also, like, I was like, I don't want to play house. I live house. That's stupid. That didn't make sense to me. But that's my little kid brain, like, why do I have to play school? I go to school. It just didn't make sense in my head.
We were very opposite children.
I know. No, it just didn't make any sense to me.
The amount of pretend that I played. I mean, we would go to all of our teachers at the end of the year and ask for papers and things they weren't.
No, I'll play pretend, but not like realistic pretend. Like, if I'm gonna pretend, I'm gonna pretend. Like, I'm gonna be like that's a fairy swimming in an ocean that's underneath a mountain or something crazy like that. Like, I just,
that's amazing.
Give me imagination. You know what I'm saying? Give me more.
You're so imaginative. That's so creative. I love
what
that
happened,
for you.
Girl? Oh, that's right. I became an adult.
We can still be imaginative and creative, just like with ourselves, maybe.
If you want to, you can join my D&D game and be imaginative.
Oh, that feels,
yeah,
so
you can be a fairy.
I don't know.
It's do not.
It. I tried to get like a video when I was over there. I tried to get a video of you like doing your accent, but I missed it. I was so mad. Because I was at the doorway like this, recording, like, okay, say it. I'm like, damn it, I gotta go. Okay, never mind. I'll do it later.
That was very intense when you were leaving.
Are you still dead?
No, I'm back. I'm alive.
I know it. I knew it. I knew it.
Okay. No, I blanked. Never mind.
So going back to what you said about like the details in the background, I love how in the Ken fight, the beach brawl, that they're fighting in the beginning, but then you see like people doing like tango and like different dances. I noticed that the first time. That is so funny.
Speaking of the dances, do you know the choreographer, Jennifer White? Do you know of her?
She sounds familiar. And her face looked familiar too, but I can't recall. I didn't look her up.
Did you know any of the dancers?
No, I didn't recognize any of them. I was like, oh my God, are they new?
What?
I think they filmed in London, so maybe that's why.
No. I'm not familiar with a lot of London dancers, so that would make sense. Speaking of my shows coming back, I was so excited.
Oh my God, when does it start?
March something, I don't remember. It's my calendar.
I'm excited.
I think Let Me Play the Guitar at You is the funniest line ever written.
First of all, oh my God, all the ways that the Barbies trick the guys into like paying attention to them. Holy shit. The way I have lived some of those things, like it is so, men are so dumb. Like, no offense, but all the offense, y'all are so dumb. Like,
listen, that's why they're mad all the time. Cause they're mad that it's so easy for us to actually get them. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's an idea. Don't be dumb. Then we won't get you. How about this? How about you be smarter?
I just could not. Whenever he was mansplaining, I think, was it The Godfather?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The way I wanted to like stab my ears, because I was like, I heard this shit when my friends were like in film school and like we were on set and they were just trying to be explaining like The Godfather and like,
or how to do PowerPoint or Photoshop.
How to do Photoshop? I was like, bitch, I fucking live Photoshop. Are you joking?
Or the whole bit about like they want to show you how to do every sport, but they have to show you from behind.
Yes.
Again, this movie just gets it. It just gets it.
It does.
Like, this is the reason why it's so funny, because it literally happens every day.
It got down to like the nitty-gritty existence of like having to deal with men and male relationships as a woman, which is so funny. Speaking of hitting the nail on the head and being super realistic, depressed Barbie, hello me.
Oh yeah,
Pride and Prejudice. Bitch, she read. She knew. Yeah. She saw me.
I was called out publicly in a theater. Real.
For real.
What like the way did? I cackled in the theater, I was like, oh my God.
The way I think Becky literally turned to me and was like, it's you. Wow. No, I think I rewatched it. I rewatched it with Benjamin and my mom, and he was like, oh my God, it's you.
See?
I've never felt more called out in my entire life.
Yeah. So when you talk about Weezer where you feel seen, you should include this one.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Scenes where I felt called out also include this one.
I was being attacked.
In the commentary, Greta talks about how she was so thankful to Jennifer Ely and Colin Firth for, agreeing to do that, for letting the clip be in the movie. And she said that, like, a couple days later, she had ran into Jennifer Ely on the street in New York City, and she was like, it was fate. It was meant to be. And she had just said, she had just agreed to everything, and then she saw her on the street, and she was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Meant to be.
That's so cute.
So bless Kingsley Benadire for his Ken.
Yes.
His Ken is my favorite. He's always so holding cute. Something. He's always like, the way he's like watching Ryan Gosling's Ken and like reacting to him. He was my favorite little thing to watch in the background. I was like, yeah. What's that
Ken feeling?
I think if you just watch, if you watch and just pay attention to him, it's also enjoyable. Because he's such a
great movie.
Again, they take it so seriously. They take their part so seriously. And he's like, I'm Ken and I'm going to be this, like, yeah. He's so, like, the range on that guy.
I know. Especially because the last thing I saw him in was, what was it? Regina King's movie.
One Night Miami. Yeah.
Which is like a total 180 to this. And I was like, wow, I love you. And I want to keep seeing more from you. I think that's going to be great. So like, let's do it.
I think also just seeing all of them have fun was fun to watch too.
Yes.
Seeing Simu Liu have fun with the play fighting and like he's the new doctor. I can't say his name. Say was the Cutie, is it his name?
Shuti Gatwa?
Say it again.
Shuti Gatwa, I think.
Okay. I was not sure how to say his name. I was like, I don't want to butcher it. Shuti Gatwa.
I believe that's correct. Anna would know for sure.
Okay, we'll ask her.
I believe the last time I heard an interview with him, that's what he said.
Shuti Gatwa.
He is, first of all, beautiful. Yeah.
Congrats on the
What skills. A beautiful man. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations on your everything. And he looks so good.
Yeah.
He looks so good in everything. Oh, yeah. My God.
Like those short shorts, he was rocking them. Congrats.
Yes. He was made. Those legs were made for short shorts. Congrats on your legs.
His sweatband that he was wearing. Yes. Top tier. Yeah.
So cute. Oh, my God. So cute. So cute.
And also, we talk about, you know, diversity a lot on this podcast. And I love how the diversity is just organic. Like, yeah, it's a fake world and, like, Barbie isn't real. But, like, precisely why there should be a lot of people of color. Because it's not real. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Why not? You can do anything.
Yeah. Like, that's fantasy. My whole gripe about, like, Star Wars. Like, this is, like, a whole nother planet and world. There should be, like, every person to have a different accent, a different ethnicity, a different everything. Why does everyone look like a British white guy?
You have aliens, but everyone's British. Like, that, that's just boring after a while. That's just not it.
I'm back. His name is Shuti Gatwa.
Okay.
And one of my favorite little stories is that during filming, he found out he got Doctor Who.
Love that.
And he couldn't tell anybody. And so when it came out, Ryan Gosling went up to him and was like, I'm actually a huge fan of Doctor Who. And he's like, it's the greatest show ever. And he started wearing, like, he had a t-shirt made of Shuti and Russell T. Davies on his shirt and, like, supporting him.
Yeah. Aww. That's so cute.
What a nerd he is. That's so cute.
Love that.
Also, God. I love that I watched the specials and they were pretty good, the David Tennant ones. And I like that that's who they chose to be the doctor. That's really cool.
Love that.
A different, like, vibe they're going for. And I don't know if I'm going to watch it because I still haven't finished Matt Smith's seasons. But I mean, yeah. I think it's a good idea. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'll think about it.
I know. I still need to finish Jodie Whittaker's seasons. Because apparently there's something important there. So I guess I gotta watch
it. Maybe I'll skip it. I don't know. I just love David Tennant. It's the only reason I watch those specials.
And Donna Noble.
Donna Noble.
Oh, yeah. Donna was back, wasn't
loved
she?
Love her.
I love a good sex education reunion between him and what's his name? Who plays Emma, his boyfriend?
Her name is Emma, right? That's the girl?
Oh, Emma Mackey, and then his boyfriend on the show. Whose name? I have no idea. The British guy.
He played the guy at Mattel who went up and told Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, does Greta watch Sex Education?
Mm-hmm. She was watching a lot of Netflix during lockdown.
Again, like, she totally be our friend. I really think if we, like, we've met her somewhere at a coffee shop or something, walk around town, I'm like, oh, yeah, we podcast. Just like, I'll be on it. Sure, why not? Like, a quick Zoom call, you know, 20-minute chat. We could do it.
Oh, my God.
I really think
my hopes up.
I mean, it's never going to happen because I don't know where she is. I don't know what state she does. I highly doubt she lives in Texas. I'm not going to run into her anyway. So it's going to be.
I don't know. Hard. Everyone's moving here.
I don't get
there are a lot of people moving there.
Get me out of here. Rescue me. Anyways. So yeah, Barbie.
So speaking of diversity, I was not expecting America Ferrera to get this nomination. Like, of all the people. I'm like, okay, cute, but that's not what I thought.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I'm happy about it because my girl, since the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, since before that, the quintessential movie that made me start loving movies and like the first time I felt seen in like a movie, Real Women Have Curves. That was like the pinnacle of like, oh my God. a Latina on my screen. Oh my God. What is in something other than like a novela? It was like a film, like a real film. So like, I'm just saying this is like retro pay for like those other movies that she did that she was great.
Yeah. In. You know how they give a career Oscar for other people? This is a career Oscar for America Ferrera. Because Superstore, yeah. Gotta Kick It Up, Ugly Betty, like, come on now.
Ugly Betty.
Which I do love that her husband in the movie was played by her real life husband. Yeah. And then they threw in the Si Se Puede at the end.
And she's like, that's a political host. And I was like, actually, it's Gotta Kick It Up. Let's remember your roots, America. Okay. Good guess.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, that first, when Barbie's like escaping Mattel and Gloria, they like see each other for the first time. I was like, is this?
Oh my God.
This feels. I'm getting a vibe from this.
Did I ever tell you the false ending I saw on Twitter and had full expectations of seeing when I went into the theater?
What? What was it?
Someone had, because I think at this time, a picture of, on Twitter, I had avoided almost all the spoilers, but I saw a picture of her at the very end of the movie with the jeans and the blazer and the hair, or whatever. So we knew that we were going to get like a normal Barbie or whatever. And then someone says, I can't believe they ended the movie like this. And it was a picture of Margot Robbie in bed with Kate McKinnon. Amazing. As Weird Barbie. So the whole time I'm watching the movie, I'm looking out for signs that there's a connection. Like, I'm not seeing it. I'm for it. I'm all, because obviously she wasn't in love with Ken. So I was like, okay, I see it. It's happening. Cool. I'm here for gay Barbie. And then it never went anywhere. And so I was like, okay, someone fooled me. Good job.
Hilarious.
Because it wasn't bright and colorful, like, I didn't think it was a Barbie spoiler, so I didn't scroll away fast enough.
That's really funny. I didn't know that. I kind of liked that she wasn't in love with anybody. She was just kind of, like, in love with herself, essentially. I mean, yeah, but a gay Barbie would have been, I think it would have been too much for people.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're still not there.
Because remember they had to
Mattel had to get approval and
if you think about when we talk about like gays in mainstream media, Bohemian Rhapsody got Rami Malek an Oscar while Rocket Man got nothing.
Ay Dios.
You know what I'm saying? So like it's wrong. I don't like it. But I can totally see this movie getting absolutely nothing had that been the case. Should there be that? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But also, I think I have a weird... Like, they're dolls. Like, why are they being sexualized anyway? Like, I don't... I get it, but then, like, that's the whole thing about, like, Ken's her boyfriend or, like, Ken's... You know, I don't know. It's just... It's a... They should just be dolls.
Which they weren't anyways, because clearly there was no, like...
They were just neutral.
They were just neutral. They didn't have any, like,
yeah.
You know, romantic desire towards anything. If anything, they were just asexual because they're just dolls.
There was never any kissing in the movie.
Right. Exactly. I just saw that look and I was like, I've seen that look before.
Well, I'll be quiet.
And also those Kens were very close. They were very much emotional support and very loving towards each other. And I was like, that's nice.
Well, if they grew up around a lot of Barbies, that would make sense.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't until they were tainted with patriarchy that, you know, they turned into trash.
And I love how Ken's like, oh, when I learned it, when it wasn't about horses, I kind of lost interest.
Fair dude.
Exactly.
Hilarious.
Exactly.
So how do you feel about, you know, Mattel and how they were integrated in the movie and the Will Ferrell and all of that? How did you feel about that part of it?
I don't have any strong feelings.
Yeah. I'm not super negative or positive. Yeah, neither way. It kind of just is. It felt like a little bit too, like, It didn't seem like that's necessarily where the story was going. It kind of just felt like it was in there, but it wasn't completely off base. Mm-hmm. It was okay. It was okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Not bad, not great.
Like, they obviously couldn't have made the movie without their approval, so they kind of had to include them, but she kind of had to figure out a way to make it part of the story, but not, like, I don't know. She probably had a lot of hoops to go through when it came to, you know, Mattel and all of that. But I think she did a good job. Greta, I mean.
Right. I think, I do think it was just silly enough to be silly, mm-hmm. but serious enough to be serious. I loved the idea of the big heart-shaped conference table. And it took me a minute, but during that scene in the office, on the back, she enters through the door, and that back wall is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But there was an all-gender symbol there, and then he was like, we have an all-gendered bathroom. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That's what that is.
Oh.
I was like, I don't understand why nothing else is on this wall but this small symbol. And then he said it. I was like, okay, I get it.
So do we have any last notes for Barbie before we go to categories?
I really want to visit Barbie Land and get a Barbie makeover and wear a wig.
Yeah. Agreed.
I forgot to also mention that America Ferrera's husband is billed as El Esposo de Gloria.
Oh, cute. I love that. Which
I think is hilarious.
And the commentary, Greta says that America told her that he's always on Duolingo. And she's like, oh, my God, that's perfect.
Oh, my God. I have it on in the background. And I completely forgot that John Cena was a mermaid in this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my also, God.
John Cena is so great. He'll just play
around. I love him.
He's so, like,
down for everything.
Love that.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing that makes Greta so awesome is that she's not afraid to, like, pull in something like that. I feel like she's just talking with America Ferrera, and she's like, yeah, my husband's always on Duolingo. She's like, great, we're going to use that. That's so funny. Yeah. And it's so trivial, but it's so important at the same time. And it's, you know, Ryan Gosling really added so much to Ken, and she wasn't afraid to be like, no, that's not what I wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
She's a collaborative because she says like she's like, I love filmmaking because it's such a collaborative process. And, yeah. You know, I love feeding off ideas of other people and making one really great thing because it's our movie. It's not my movie. And she talks about how like, also because I've seen enough behind the scenes of her other films too, that she does a really great job of creating a really wonderful environment for her actors, for her, behind the camera, the crew of all kinds. She just creates a really great environment. So when you do that, everyone's going to want to come to work. They're going to feel jovial and going to feel like a part of a family. And she said, like, you know, I wrote this with Noah, my partner, and Margot produces with her husband. And, you know, America, her husband was there too. Ryan brought his wife and his daughters. Like, it was just a whole, she wanted to be family. And she's like, I have a family and we bring our family. And then we ourselves are also family on the movie. And she's like, the environment she creates is really infectious and beautiful. And I like that. I love that. I'm going to be in a Greta movie.
I love
her.
That's
so cute.
Yes. Let's work to get ourselves somewhere into the Narnia.
Oh my God, please. I'll do whatever. I will do whatever.
Oh my God. Same.
And I think of that clip that she's shooting Saoirse Ronan and Lucas Hedges for Lady Bird. And for Lady Bird. She said a bird. Did you give me the bird, Anna? How dare you? Oh. that clip, she's shooting them, like, dancing around that, like, garden or something. And she's just, mm-hmm. her laughter is so infectious. And she's like, kiss her! Like, it's just so cute. And same thing. Like, she just loves to laugh and loves to have a good time. And you see that. And it's
great.
I love her. I love her so much.
Real quick, before we go into categories. Just gonna, Greta, I know you're listening. I had this idea and I need Barry Keoghan to be Mr. Tumnus. Thank you.
Oh! Wait, okay. Is it gonna be a series or a movie?
I have no idea, but I need it.
I thought it was gonna be a series.
I honestly have no, it doesn't matter. I'll watch it, whatever it is.
But I'll still watch it.
Does that mean Barry Keoghan can't be in it?
No, I'm just, I don't, that's interesting. I'd never thought, okay.
I like this
another
idea.
Short Irish man, like a man.
Oh my god, get out.
Okay, categories. Best yes. picture. How do we feel?
Absolutely, it should be here
for sure.
I don't think it's gonna win, not because it made a lot of money, but the Academy is not silly enough, and I don't think they respect comedies either. But they're also not the most dumb, and they knew that not nominating this would be a travesty and an uproar. So, yeah.
I agree. Best supporting actor. It's Ryan Gosling against Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, and Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
I still got to watch some things to make a decision, but I think he absolutely should be here. He was really fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of surprised he is, just because I didn't think that they were going to take it seriously and be like, oh, he was good. Because, again, they don't really reward comedies. But I think he did a great job. I feel so bad for Charles Melton, though. Charles Melton was supposed to be here. I think, and I love Sterling K. Brown, and I'm intrigued by American Fiction, but I think maybe he took his spot. I'm not sure. No, Robert De Niro probably took a spot, now that I think about it.
American Fiction for me really came out of nowhere.
I think it was released like not that long ago. That's probably why. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I think it was right before Christmas it got released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's actress.
I agree.
Same.
Supporting actress, it's America Ferrera against Emily Blunt from Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks from The Color Purple, Jodie Foster from NIAD, and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
Her nomination is her win.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know what? That's fine.
Surprise. I hate that she's here. But I love that she's here. She's not going to win. There's no way.
She's not going to win. No.
It's Divine's to lose.
Yeah, for sure.
Although.
They talk about Emily Blunt, and which is, again, I'll say my thoughts for that movie, but also Jodie Foster, okay, sure.
Whatever. I am not taking Emily Blunt seriously this season. I do not care for it.
I'm just going to say my thoughts for that, because I have
a lot. Donut? You want a donut?
I do want a donut. I have a donut in the kitchen that I'm going to eat after this, my dessert.
Okay. I'm happy she's here. She's not going to win. Nomination's the win. She can say she's an Oscar-nominated actress. And that's the win right there, really.
And I hope it means only better things for her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We love to see people of color win in this regard as well. So, there you go.
Best adapted screenplay. It's against American Fiction, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
Well, I haven't seen the Barbie movie this is adapted from, so I'm not sure. But I'm going to say it was great.
Or read the book.
Or seen the music or the play. The musical.
But you know what? I did own a Barbie doll once, so therefore I knew this story.
Exactly. Because you wrote the story in your bedroom. They stole it from you. They adapted it from you.
They did. That's why it felt so familiar.
Right?
See, I couldn't write Barbie, but I can definitely write Polly Pocket.
I love Polly Pocket. I love her
favorite. That was my
same. I love miniature things, and she was little, and I just love that you could, like, again, my tactile brain, like, you can just pack her house up and, like, put it in your bag. That's so cool. Like, you can play anywhere.
The little heart shape. I had the heart shape one with the little pool in it. Oh, my God.
I did, too. I had also a castle. It was a castle.
I wanted the castle one. I didn't have it. I remember there was this super cute, like, this outfit that was, like, a sparkly blue cardigan and a sparkly blue skirt. Oh my God, that was my favorite outfit of hers.
I also had one that was like a Polly Pocket, but it kind of looked like a mini caboodle. It was like maybe this big, and it would open up like this, and like it was her mansion. On this side, she had her pool that went down to the kitchen, and she had her living room up here for some reason that had like a room for her bicycle or something. I don't know. It was great. Anyways, this is a great script, and I agree.
Did anybody else have a hard time not biting the Polly Pocket clothes?
Girl, I ate the shit out of those clothes.
I just wanted to, like...
But I guess that's y'all.
The satisfying, like, through the silicone. Anyway.
Like a mouthfeel situation. So I was just like, this is just so, like... I don't know. That's too much information.
In my mouth. But
whatever.
Okay.
Do you want me to eat? I can go.
No, we want you to stay.
It's okay. Nobody's going to listen to this except for our best friend. So, you know, it's all good.
So, yes, best adapted screenplay. I agree.
Best original song. I'm Just Ken and What Was I Made For is up against The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, which I've never heard of. It Never Went Away from American Symphony, never heard of. And Wazahazi, a song of my for my people from Flowers of the Killer Moon.
So Flaming Hot is that brown people movie about the Flaming Hot Cheetos, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Eva Longoria, I think she directed it.
Eva Longoria directed and produced, I think.
Also, they always have to leave a spot for Diane Warren. They have to leave a spot for Diane Warren all the time because this is her category, basically. American Symphony is a documentary about John Baptiste and his wife.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't make it for documentary, actually, but whatever. Yeah, so that's that movie, and then Killers, and then, so. I'm pulling for I'm Just Ken. It's probably not going to win either, but I love it. It's so
I
stupid.
Love I love both it. Songs. I think I'm Just Ken is so smart.
It is.
And so silly, but I also appreciated the way they added the melody of what I was made for throughout the film and how it all came together. And I do think it's a beautiful song. So I'd be okay with either of them winning.
You know what? Yeah. What Was I Made For is very much the Oscar song, and they'll probably have it win. And that's okay, because I love Billie Eilish. I'm a fan of her. And she has such a great voice. She does a really good job of, like, because it takes talent to sing quietly, but powerfully. Like, yeah, that's the start of that song. Me. Yeah, like, the start of that song, she's singing it, and she's restricted in her volume, but she has so much power just in her whisper. Like, that's talent. You can't fake that.
I wonder what it would sound like if she belted out, like, a Don't Rain on My Parade. Like, full-out belted
right?
it.
Oh, my God. I think we would faint.
I want to hear that from her because she has, like, her restraint is very suited for, like, her style and I think, like, her lyrics and just her overall, you know, thing that she's going for. But I would really love to listen to her like that in another genre where I could hear her full vocal potential, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. She's starting to act now. She was in that show with Dominique Fishback. I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
She's acting a little bit. So if she keeps, because she's so young, she's like 22. So I hope she keeps going on this road and she maybe wants to do musical down the line, she would smash it. Like, and then she's so young. Her voice is just going to get better as she ages. Like, oh my God.
I want her to release a jazz album.
Oh my. The Way I Would Die. The Way I Would Die.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Billy, call me. I got ideas for you, babe.
Yeah. Go off.
Also, both of these songs are not credit songs.
Yes,
which is super, super important.
We love it.
And then we have best costume design. It's up against Flowers of the Killer Moon.
Flowers of the Killer Moon.
What did I say?
Flowers of the Killer Moon.
Flowers of the Killer Moon. You said Flowers of the Killer Moon.
It's Killers of the Flower Moon.
I hear it now. Okay.
He's like, what did I say? I didn't say anything.
I was like, I'm looking at it, and that's what it says. Whoa, Nelly. I need my medicine. obviously, we think it should be here. We ranted and raved about.
Yes.
I almost said raved. Forever. We ranted and raved. I need to go to bed.
Oh my God.
We're almost done. You almost got it. You're okay.
We're almost there.
I'm legit about to cry. Best production design. It was up against Killers.
Do you want me to continue? Do you want me to do it?
I've got this.
Okay. I believe in you.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
That's right, babe.
Mm-hmm. Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. The same as costumes.
Yeah, I think you should win this, honestly.
It should win. Same. It's no contest.
Honestly. I'm excited to watch Poor Things because it looks very fun production wise, like set wise. So far this is my
number one.
How are you gonna beat this?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen some behind the scenes of the production design for Poor Things, and it's also really, really well crafted, and the architecture and everything. But I still think Barbie.
Yeah.
Another thing I noticed the second time around with the costumes is when Ryan Gosling's wearing his mink, then the lining of it is horses. Uh-huh. I noticed that the first time. That's so funny.
Also, on top of, I'm going to play my guitar at you, Sublime
yes!
is also the funniest line that has happened this year.
He's so funny. I love so Ryan Gosling. Funny. That's another thing, too. Like, if you look at Ryan Gosling's box office numbers, which I don't have with me right now, he doesn't really do that well. Like, when he leads a movie, it doesn't really make a lot of money. So this is, like, a big win for him, too. Like, hey, buddy, you did it. Like, you finally made a movie that made more than... Because he's been a really good stuff, and I think he's a good actor. Like, The Good Guys is one of my favorite movies.
It's so good.
I still need to see that.
It's so great.
He's so good.
It's very similar to Kian, now that I think about it. Like, maybe a little more serious because he's, like, a cop, right? He's a cop, right? Detective?
Yeah.
He's something with a gun.
Private detective?
Oh, okay. He has a gun. I don't know. But he's so funny. He's so funny. He's great in that.
He's so good.
But yeah.
Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Yes, we completely forgot about Alan.
Oh, that's right.
That's fitting.
I think everyone did. Yeah. Didn't even think about it on purpose, but yes, that's what happened.
Michael Cera.
He did so great. I loved him in this as Alan.
I had a note that it was supposed to be Dan Levy as Alan, but scheduling conflicts. But I also had a note that if this movie was made 10 years ago, Weird Barbie would have been Kristen Wiig.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Who would have been Barbie then, 10 years ago?
Amy Schumer. Which I think when the original idea for a Barbie movie, it was Amy Schumer.
First of all, who thought of that?
Wait.
Probably Amy Schumer.
We're saying Amy Schumer. I think I mean Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Really?
I don't trust me.
Okay, I think we're done. I think Anna.
I think Anna's brain is I'm just.
So sorry. We don't have a ranking because it's the first night. Movie, but stay tuned for the rest, guys, because I think our time is up. Yeah. Are you okay?
I'll get better, I promise.
Just go to bed, take some medicine, and go to bed. You're fine. It's okay.
You're fine.
So thanks for listening, guys.
Good night, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Night, Barbie. Bye.
Bye.